No, there is people, like younger people now, are like, I don't like movies. I've heard that phrase. I don't like movies.
Like, why?
I've heard that phrase, dude.
Like, why do they not like movies? Why not?
But they can sit down for 6 hours and watch a streamer.
Yeah.
Like, I feel so old.
Yep.
Like, I feel like my parents' generation.
Yep.
I'm like, oh, you kids.
We're all there, dude. We're all there.
But it's like, god damn it.
Dude, all we can do is push forward, man. Push forward.
I cannot wait to just, like, soak my child in just, like, all these different types of movies.
No, you're going to be that.
Right?
You're going to be that.
I bet you don't know about it. I was there when they released the Gordita Wrap. Xbox Live. Every night. All right. Going in. Going in. 5, 4, 3, 2.
What's up, everybody? This is the Red Band Podcast, your source for all film and TV related news and topics. I am your host, Anthony King, and with me back tonight with us, finally, we got Adrian.
Adrian G. Fuentes.
Yeah, man, we missed you, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a while. It's been a while since we actually did a full podcast sitting together with all three of us in the same room.
Jesus, yeah.
And of course, sitting over there in the control room, we got our technical director, Mike Cards.
It feels weird being back.
It is, yeah. Yeah, because the last episode we did was our virtual one, and then that was 2 weeks ago, and then even before that, we did another no recording for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it has really been a while since our last episode. We got busy with Edit Film Fest. We got a few other things we got really busy with, so we're finally back in the studio together. How do you guys feel tonight?
Feeling good. A little tired, but good.
Day after Halloween, so happy Halloween, everyone.
That's true.
Yeah.
Happy Halloween. Happy belated Halloween.
Yeah.
Yep. I've learned a lot of things. Is that this? Just two little baggies? Messed my stomach up already.
Really?
Yep. Dude, I remember as a kid. You remember as a kid, you used to have like
down bags of candy.
Bags, bags. Dude, I'm down. It's like, oh, dude, I messed up.
Can't do it no more.
I can't do it no more. These little ones, that's these little things, like three of them, and that's it. I'm done.
That's true. I had one. I had an hour later, and then I had some gummies, and I'm pretty good right now.
Yeah. I've had a decent amount.
Yeah.
But I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good now.
So how was your Halloween, Mike? Man, what do you do?
I chilled.
You just chilled?
I chilled.
Did you guys pass out candy or anything?
No.
No?
We live in the apartments.
You don't get apartment kids showing up?
Hell no. You don't want people to know that you're poor like that. You want to go to an actual neighborhood. Let them think that you belong in a suburban setting. You know?
I think when we lived in apartments, we actually had a few people come up to the door.
Yeah, we did.
Did you?
Yeah.
Man, see, well, we're also on the second floor.
Oh, yeah.
And we're kind of headed like a little bit in like towards the back.
No, we were too. In our apartments, we were literally like the corner apartments.
Yeah, but you guys were like on the first
floor. Yeah, we were on the first floor. Yeah. And we're right by the exiting gate.
Yeah.
And I mean, that exiting gate was leading into another neighborhood.
So, you know, it could probably be those kids leaving out of the apartment and on the route there, they just stopped by.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Whereas like our neighborhood from where it is, you cross like a park and then there's like housing neighborhoods that you can just go and hit up. So it's like, it's the exact opposite way, you know?
Well, you just chilled at home?
Yeah, just chilled at home.
Watch movies or anything?
Nah.
Damn.
Yeah. Just laid on my back, stared at the ceiling like a CIA op in Bourne Identity, you know, where they're just like going through the major stress and they're just like, and you just wait for the call.
Yeah.
No, I was playing Assassin's Creed. Yeah, guys.
But anyways, we know what you guys are here for. Of course, is to hear the film news. This is a film podcast, so let's just jump right into it because it has been a while since we've done this.
Yeah, let's do it.
So what we have here first, Game of Thrones movie is now in early development at Warner Brothers. They're finally getting it going. After like what? They announced like 2014? Like all the way back then they were trying to get a movie going.
Yeah,
never happened.
They're trying to get a movie going for the final season.
Okay. That's why the final season felt so rushed.
Yes, the final season was initially supposed to be a trilogy.
Really?
It would have been better as a trilogy.
That was the whole plan.
I actually would have fucked with that.
I would have fucked with that too.
That was the whole original plan. Was the director or the writer wanted to be, or who was it? I'm not sure who it was. But
at the time, it was the D&D, those two.
Yes, not R.R. Martin.
But, it was David Benioff and Dan Weiss, yeah.
Yes, they wanted to be a trilogy to finish off the entire final season, but I guess we got what we got.
Of course. But damn, now we're finally going to get it. So right now, there's still no filmmaker, no cast, no writer attached, but they finally actually greenlit it.
Okay.
So it seems like you're trying to find other methods to expand the Westeros universe without trying to find other shows to link in. I think what they really, it felt like they really missed the opportunity because they wanted to franchise this out.
Yes.
And what, like, when did the last season of Game of Thrones end? 2019? Like, it's been a while.
Yes.
So you're just like now after all this time trying to pick back up, you're like, okay, now we're going to try to franchise this out.
It
feels a little too late.
It does. It feels too late because
I think they're trying to piggyback off House of the Dragon, but still, even that, it still feels too late.
Yeah, because I mean, okay, unless they bring back the original cast, but even then the story's already been told.
Yeah.
What are you going to go back to exactly? And how much more can you really expand on it? Yes, I know there's whole, like, you know,
books and other books stories and stuff like that. Yeah.
To do a film, unless they do great marketing on it, I don't see it. Like,
people want to see Jon Snow again.
Dude, hope not. They don't bring any old any of the cast back.
Do we really need to see Jon
Snow? You know, that's what studios are thinking. You see,
I mean, they were gonna do a Jon Snow spinoff show.
Yeah,
and then they canceled it.
Yeah, they canceled almost any project they announced because they couldn't figure out how to go forth with it.
Exactly.
This could be their way of trying to do an actual Jon Snow story as a movie, because they didn't announce exactly at what point this film's going to take place.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like they're still fishing for ideas on what storyline they're going to cover within the Game of Thrones universe.
Which is kind of weird for me that they greenlit it.
Without having any idea what they're going to do. Yeah.
So it feels like they're just kind
of
like...
They're trying to piggyback off House of the Dragon. They know that's going to have to eventually end, and they're going to have to find something else to continue the storyline.
Or they just announced it, hoping to build some hype behind it.
Hopefully get like a director or writer wanting to get attached to it. I mean, yeah, studios do that. They'll announce projects without any ideas on who's going to be attached to it, and just wait for people to be interested and start writing for them.
I mean, they did announce that after this would be a show... What was it? Knight of the Seven Kingdoms?
Yeah, yeah.
They did that. And they already have like the some of the actors already announced.
Yeah, but how far can you just keep banking off spin-off shows?
Not for long.
You see, like, you need to really franchise this out, you need to have different types of medium.
Otherwise, but it's also, just like side stories.
Not only that, but you have, unfortunately, you have to take the Marvel route, which means you can have to bang this out one after another.
Yeah, it's going to have to keep going. It's got to be an engine.
Yeah, it's got to keep going because... We can't, like, right now we have what's called the House of Dragon. It's just, it comes out, dead stop. We have to wait till the next season.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So they kind of have to have an engine going where it's like, okay, show's been released. Wait another two, 3 months. Another
Bam,
show.
Something else. Bam, movie. Bam, toys. You know, something like that. They're going to have to try to figure something out for that. But yeah, there is no release date, no nothing. We're going to have to keep you guys updated on this. But yeah, it is now officially announced that they did greenlit a Game of Thrones movie.
Okay.
All right. Going into the next topic, what we have here, it's sad, it hits me, man. The MCU Blade reboot delayed indefinitely as Marvel removes it from its schedule.
Just kill it, man. Just let it die in peace.
It hurts, man. You know how bad I wanted a Blade movie.
Oh, dude, we all wanted it. We all wanted it so damn bad.
But damn, they couldn't even get a script right. No. They couldn't even get a script in the first place.
Didn't they film some stuff already?
No, nothing was filmed.
Oh, okay.
Every time they tried to attempt this, it couldn't even make the fucking pass the writing. That's how bad the writing was.
Yeah, didn't they go through like 3 directors or something?
Yeah, just trying to get a good script going, and for some reason, no one could get anything going. The last iteration they even talked about, there was only 2 fucking fight sequences.
Yeah, that's right.
Remember?
Yeah.
That's what, Kevin Feige was like, this is atrocious.
Yeah, even Kevin Feige's like, no, we're not doing that.
Yeah.
Just kill, unfortunately, as much as I really would love this, just kill it, man. Because at this point, all you're trying to do is just force it inside.
It really does feel forced. If you really want to incorporate Blade now, I feel like it needs to be a Midnight Suns movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
He needs to be an ensemble cast.
Or do just Midnight Suns with, what we talked about, the
classic.
No. The classics. No, you do have to remember, if we do that route, you still got to keep Jared Leto Morbius.
I'm all down for it.
Because you get Nick Cage as Ghost Rider. Then you get Jared Leto Morbius. Of course, you have Wesley Snipes for Blade. Yeah. They now have Moon Knight. You could put Moon Knight in there with Oscar Isaac.
See, there we
yeah,
go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, so you have a cast you could work with for a Midnight Suns movie if you get the OGs back.
Dude, I'm all for it. I'm all for it.
Dude, I don't know if I can handle another Nicolas Cage Ghost Rider.
No.
I can't even tolerate Jared Leto Morbius. Bro, dude, you want nobody to see this movie?
First of all, I don't want that fucking Charger in the movie. One of the TV series, the...
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the Robbie Reyes version of that character, yeah.
But yeah, still Ghost Rider. We don't want that. Dude, Nick Cage, come on, man. What's wrong with Nick Cage?
What about the classic Ghost Rider, the cowboy one on the horse?
Oh, you want Sam Elliott one?
Yeah!
Where they lined up like, oh, wow, there's going to be two Ghost Riders. Like, they're going to fight. And all it was is like, hey, I'm just going to ride with you.
Oh, yeah, night. That was it. That was it. That pissed me off.
All right, see ya.
So I could only do this one more time.
That's right.
So we're going to ride together.
That's it.
He even said, too, I got one more ride in me. And I'm like, oh, man, this is going to be cool
as
shit.
They're going to be throwing down.
Oh, my God, Ghost Rider Cowboy and Modern this is the place. Power down.
I know. I was so pissed.
One more in me.
I was so fucking pissed when that happened.
But then the most bullshit thing is that, like, you did that transformation, but you rode all the way out here. So does that mean like
you have to go slowly back? Yeah,
you're on one horsepower, like 10 miles per hour.
You're in the middle of fucking nowhere. You're gonna die in this desert.
Like, was that really necessary at all?
Did you bring water?
No, he's Ghost Rider. Ghost Rider just drinks flames. That's some bullshit.
See, serious.
I can't
bullshit.
Handle that. Duh. Can't handle that again.
You can't go through that.
Nah.
Yeah, but. Damn it, I really wish they would have got something going for a Blade movie.
I know. They went through two directors and like, I don't even know how many writers. Three?
Three writers, I believe, yeah.
And then one of them was Bo DeMeo.
Yep.
And then...
He got booted off that to go to X-Men.
Yeah.
And then did a fantastic first season of X-Men.
And then shit got weird.
Yep.
We won't get into that.
Yeah, boot out of that now.
Out of that. But yeah, man. So
do you guys ever see a Blade actually happening though?
Dude, they called it in what's called Deadpool and Wolverine, remember?
Yeah.
That one scene. There can only be one Blade.
I know, there's only ever one Blade. And he was kind of right.
Yeah.
So far, Wesley Snipes is the only Blade.
Really is.
Dude.
But you knew Mahershala Ali. You knew Mahershala Ali was going to do a fucking fantastic job.
Oh, no,
job.
No.
You knew. That's what irritates me. You had the perfect actor for now to do this.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
And you fucking fumbled it.
No, I think the main issue was that they didn't know where to put the character and where how to write it.
Yeah.
Because we know Blade
fit.
As
it doesn't
a,
fit. Yeah.
Yeah. We know Blade as a hard R.
Yeah.
It's a straight violent film, but how are you going to fit into the MCU? Mm-hmm. And that's where their issue lied, where they didn't know where to put it.
Do you think that now with the release of Deadpool and Wolverine, it might give it a chance for a rewrite to actually make it rated R?
That's where it's a problem because they still have to squeeze him into somewhere. Because
it's not news that his contract has been canceled.
No. I get that.
Yeah.
Like in Deadpool, it makes sense because we know Deadpool's being rated R. Yeah, get that. But to fit Blade into the MCU somehow.
Yeah.
Because pretty much Deadpool, they just threw him in there.
They threw him in. He still wasn't really connected and he hopped right out. And like, it was just standalone offshoot rated R film. To actually incorporate it in the actual timeline storyline. Yeah. It does make it harder.
Yes. Unless like we talked about earlier where they just say, fuck it. Just he's in the world. Don't worry about it.
What about transitioning to a Disney Plus show?
Even that. That's even doing that.
Like, so it's like on the same line. If they actually keep with like a hard like TV-17 for Born Again.
Yeah.
If Born Again is still pretty hard, I could give it faith that they can transition it into a Blade show.
No, they should. They should put it into a show.
Yeah.
And not try to tie it in so closely to anything else. Mm-hmm. Just say it's in the same universe. That's it. Nothing beyond that.
Because I feel like what they could do with their shows is, all right, here's your Earth Defenders. Very low-level, street-level heroes. Mm-hmm. Have fun with these for the Disney Plus shows. If you want the cosmic, the fucking end of the world, the multiverse shit, go watch the movies.
Yeah.
That's how they should have done it.
Yeah, but don't try so hard to tie it into the MCU.
Shouldn't be tied in. Yeah, absolutely not. Yeah. No, so. I agree. But yeah, so we're just gonna have to hope maybe, you know, someday they're gonna get a good writer. Maybe they're gonna figure out how to fit Blade in there. But as of right now, we do not actually have a Blade standalone movie, which really sucks.
Yeah.
All right, let's go over our last bit of film news before we go to our break. This is actually a pretty interesting one. Disney unveils a new business unit to explore opportunities and risk for AI and other emerging tech. So Disney has created its own new department, which is the Office of Technology Enablement, and their job is specifically just to research all ends of incorporating AI and mixed reality into their businesses. That includes the parks, Disney Plus, which is the shows, the movies, merchandising, advertising, everything. They're trying to figure out, like, we all know AI is here.
Yeah.
It's here to stay. Whether actors, cast, filmmakers, whoever bitches about it, unfortunately, it's here.
It's being integrated into our
It's here,
normal.
But it's how it's being used.
And it does feel gimmicky. It does feel like Disney's like, hey, we're up ahead of the curve. Why? We're actually creating our own department to actually figure out how to properly incorporate AI. Like, it does feel gimmicky, but at the same time, it is necessary.
Yes.
It absolutely is necessary to actually start having these conversations and actually creating jobs and departments to really research on how to ethically incorporate AI.
Yeah, because when a lot of people think about AI, they're thinking of, you know, jobs being taken, robots,
Skynet,
spaghetti videos.
Yeah, I know, Will Smith spaghetti videos.
Yeah.
So you're thinking about the worst, but what they're talking about is probably just logistics wise, because they're talking about incorporating in the parks and what they said was out of view. Mm-hmm. Which means stuff like behind the, you know, behind closed doors, which might be straight up logistics as like ordering merchandise, what's it called, ordering food for the parks.
Yeah, so like it feels like it makes a lot of sense of incorporating AI to a lot of back end of your industry, you know, paperwork, logistics, you know, orders, all that stuff where you can have some kind of AI system just to automate it because you really don't need to think about it. But when you start moving the front end, we're just like cast members, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's what people are afraid of. Are you going to start seeing AI being replaced and you get robot goofy?
Honestly,
that's leagues ahead. That's leagues ahead. But you know, that's where people's fears are right now.
And that's a problem. That they shouldn't be worried about that. They should be more worried about, you know, AI is going to take over HR itself, where it's now become more automated.
That's scary. Yeah.
That is terrifying.
Where it's, you know, it's a scheduling is now done by AI.
Mm-hmm.
So it's no longer
you can't talk to someone like, hey, this is happening in my life. I need to get like Tuesday off. Could we work with someone else? Like now you're talking to an AI system trying to reschedule you.
Yeah.
And it doesn't understand the emotions or the levels of what's happening in your life because, you know, it's not programmed to.
It's like, well, damn, Becky, Janes was able to make it.
Yeah. You get sassy. They automated to be sassy.
Right. HR, AI, HR. Well, it was probably how you were dressed. What the fuck? I'm fucking Moana. Like, what the fuck you mean to how I dressed?
You obviously were asking for it.
That's downright fucking horrible.
Yeah, it is.
That's horrible.
Yeah. You can see where people's fears lie in that kind of aspect. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like it's also beyond, like I said, beyond the parks, Disney Plus for creating probably for advertisement, which more likely that's supposed to be advertisement. Dealing with, you know, stuff that's the company itself, creating merchandise for the entire, you know, that kind of stuff.
I don't know how it's going to... See, this is what... They also talked about they're going to try to incorporate mixed reality. I have issues with that.
Yeah, that's...
Mixed reality.
Yeah, so... Like, have you seen those mixed reality stuff or games? Like, you know, or Pokemon Go is an example of mixed reality.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Okay, so we did Void.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
But this is where it's going to irritate me. You're going to be at Disneyland with how many people bringing their fucking phones out.
That's true.
You see the issue? You see the issue?
Yeah.
Oh, because we have special games and stuff. If you get your camera out and look around, and we have all these apps. You see what I'm saying? It's going to be a lot of people with their phones out not paying attention.
Scan the QR code on the Yeti.
Yeah.
What's it called? those headsets that Apple came out with?
Yeah.
Oh God,
that kind of stuff.
Scavenger hunts. Wait. You know, stupid shit like that, where it sounds good on paper until you realize how overpacked Disneyland is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. But to be fair, Apple did decide to discontinue those.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Shocker. Right? Shocker. Wow. No one could have got $4,000 or $5,000.
I know.
Toys.
Maybe it's because they got tired of like videos of fucking dudes and like in the middle of public places just being like with their virtual reality goggles. Yep. Like they're all just like,
can we get that one video with an Asian dude with a
that's right.
Oh, which one was it?
He's just in public, like
it was like at a convention.
What a fucking idiot.
Where is it?
Yo, that one's, what the fuck was that? What the fuck is that?
I don't know. Weird stuff.
I'm gonna blur this all shit out.
Oh, yeah,
good
absolutely.
Thing it's only on you right now, Adrian.
That's, I'm not using the right keywords.
But I don't know, VR.
Apple. Guy in Apple goggle.
It's maybe convention? I don't know, maybe.
At convention.
I don't know how to like search for that. But we all know the video of what we're thinking about.
Dude was definitely on one of those virtual dating shit things.
It was like he was like just in a full-blown gear.
He's just going to Google it.
Yeah, I'm going to Google it. Oh, it's fucking Pornhub.
That's it.
There it is. I can't switch to it.
The video of it? Oh, it's gone.
Ah! See, I can't switch to it because I'm going to get flagged.
No, I get it. I'm going to find the video. Oh, here it is. It's on Dailymotion.
Is the volume on mute or something?
VR sex gets physical with illusion bodysuit. Virtual.
What? What the fuck?
That's what we're expecting, right?
That's... Shit.
That's exactly what we're expecting. This is what I'm talking about. How things are going to progress. Look at that.
That is just... What the fuck?
Why?
I can't even show it.
Why not?
Because we're going to have to blur it out anyway. Okay, why are you changing positions?
It's more like his mouth is open. Okay. It's the mouth open for me.
Bro is definitely breathing heavy. Bro is just...
Okay, I guess the best way to describe it, I guess. Yeah. It's a man wearing a white jumpsuit.
How do you describe that?
Describe it without actually showing it.
Okay, man wearing a headset, laying back on his... He's on his back.
Okay.
White jumpsuit or bodysuit.
It's like a bodysuit. It's like a morph suit, a white morph suit.
White morph suit. And it's like these haptic hands, I guess, onto like a contraption on his chest that simulate breast while...
No. Okay, so he has like this contraption on his chest that simulated breasts, but there's a machine near his cock where it needs to like suck. Like, people, look up the Onion Sony camera. If you watch that video of the Onion Sony camera, that's exactly what we're describing you. It basically sucks you off.
We're taking a drastic turn here.
But the whole point we like this video is because this guy's just mouth is just open the entire time.
Dude is way too in it. Bro is way too invested.
How far do you think Disney's going to get far into this stuff?
Probably not this route.
But
the VR route.
But the VR route. The augmented reality.
And be like, hey, it works for
it
everyone.
It will happen. This
we got VR Goofy.
No. They'll have that. We have to look for characters. where they make you go to the castle to look for the dwarves. How many and they make you go into, you know, the haunted mansion to look for ghosts.
How many freaks are going to look for Minnie?
No, it does get me interested what they mean by mixed reality, though. Like, that's how they're going to incorporate that into their parks without it being a nuisance or disruptive.
No, it's gonna, no matter what's going to be a nuisance, they're going to have it like pretty much probably like Pokemon Go, where you go and collect characters, or you go and take photos of areas with characters.
Yeah.
And Pokemon Snap, like that, where you go around and actually take photos looking for characters.
Do you think this will be an excuse for them to lessen as many cast member actors and use that for mixed reality?
No. What they'll do is have like Snow White, and you, if you wanted to, you get the phone out and you could add the seven dwarves.
Okay, I see where I see what you're doing.
If you take a picture of Little Mermaid, you could do the augmented reality where you're underwater.
No, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense. I can see that. That's actually not too bad. That's a clever way. So they might
do something like that. Like, that's with AI.
Patent that idea right now.
Yep. Someone get paid from Disney right now.
So because if they're using AI, that's what they're going to use it for.
Yeah.
Where they can have that and have it where it could have the character say your name or have it where, you know, letters come up above you.
Mm. Is it going to be like where you type in your name and it's like, welcome, Adrian.
Yeah,
magical kingdom.
Absolutely. And remember, that's just incorporating AI only for their parks. I mean, they're talking about films.
ESPN,
television, video games, because remember, they're partnering up with Epic Games.
Mm-hmm.
So Fortnite, how much AI are you going to be incorporated into Fortnite with ads? Because you know 70% of this is just to incorporate ads.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Like, that's the biggest reason why they're having AI so heavily evolved into their company. They want their ads.
I cannot imagine you playing Fortnite, about to 360 scope someone, and just before you hit them, an ad for like
Red Lobster.
And then it comes back and you miss and you get shot. But keep in mind though, it's live, so there's no break or pause into
the game. You're just fucked.
That's what they'll do. They'll put it on billboards in the game itself, on the load screens. Possibly even on the weapons itself. You know, they're like, oh, if you want to unlock, you know, take out the logo, you know, pay us money.
Like, can you imagine it's like in single player games, like a cutscene, you're playing Halo 2. Imagine if they did it like all the way back. It's like getting to its most intense part. You're on the final chapter. You're on the final fucking mission. You're like, yeah, we're going to destroy the second Halo ring. And then right when it starts building up to the climax, bam, ad.
Oh, I'd be pissed. I would be absolutely livid.
That'd be like watching Star Wars Empire Strikes Back, and right before Vader's about to announce he's his father, no, I am welcome to Applebee's.
Yeah. Popcorn shrimp is back.
Oh no, even worse.
Applebee's Dollaritas.
No, even worse. This is the Halo thing. Master Chief, we've got your McDonald's order.
It's like in the cutscenes.
It's like, Master Chief, you mind telling me what you're doing in that drive-thru? Sir, getting a Big Mac. Getting a Happy Meal.
It's like, hey, soldier, pass me that Remington 6.4. Like, he starts to-
with dual pump action. That practically slides as you... God, I fucking hate
That might be a future where AI is making custom ads for your games itself.
That's true. That might be a thing.
You might get several different cutscenes. You might get the same one, but one might be burgers. For someone else, it might be, you know, going to a theme park. So for someone else, it might be, you know, what's it called? One of those Funko Pops. Mm-hmm.
And you know your phone's fucking listening to you, so you know you're going to get your own selective dedicated ads.
Dicks. Food. Dicks and penises. Do it. You ain't fucking down. FBI agent right now.
RomeoandJuliet.com. Yeah. Do you know they'll get you with that?
And they got to do it. They got to do it because they're recording me. They want my money.
But yeah, this is actually a pretty interesting. There's going to be a lot more development into this. The biggest thing they talked about, of course, is just creating this new department just for their ethical and understanding research for AI. But they're, of course, they're going to start slowly over the years announcing more and more things of what they're going to slowly try to incorporate it. It's all going to be back end first, but then eventually we're going to start seeing it front end. Mm. All right, so we're going to take a quick break from our sponsors. And when we get back, we're going to cover off our main topic tonight. So stay tuned and we'll be right back to you guys. And we are back, covering over our main topic tonight. What we have here, Epic Universe. That's right. Universal Studios in Florida is creating its own Dark Universe theme park. It's the third one, right, that they have now in Florida?
I believe so. Honestly, I wish I could say I knew the count.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
Yeah, because they have the Universal Orlando Resort, and then they got Universal Studios Florida, and then they got the Islands of Adventure.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which they also have Volcano Bay, don't they? Their theme water
park?
That's
their water park.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And at this point, it's just one of the theme parks.
Like, yeah. So it's all in the same lot, but this one's more focusing on the Dark Universe. So it's the Universal Classic Monsters.
Yes.
And boy, their animatronics.
They just released a video.
They released a video for that, and holy shit, man.
They look gorgeous. They only showed four monsters, mm-hmm. but they said they're going to have 14 with a 15th one coming forward.
So yeah. They got Wolfman, Frankenstein's monster, Creature from the Black Lagoon, and Dracula.
Yeah. So the other ones will include Brides of Frankenstein, as well as The Mummy, and that's just so far what they have right now.
Yeah.
It's just such the realistic motion of this. Did he talk about, like, who is the people designing these animatronics?
Yeah, well, I think, this guy here, Gregory Hall, mm-hmm. I think he's one of these designers. Uh-huh. I know there's another person here, but the creative director, his name is Peter, hold on. I actually got his LinkedIn right here.
Okay. Peter Carcillo?
Carcillo. Okay. Yes, Peter Carcillo. And this guy, because I was like, how with animatronics like these, as they're describing it, they're gonna be faster and they're gonna be more advanced. I mean, they're gonna be smooth animatronic motion. Mm-hmm. It was kind of like, I don't know. Like, how does this pair up with Imagineers? Because I mean, Disney Imagineers.
Yeah. Everyone, the top tier everyone always goes to is the Disney Imagineers. Yeah. Yes.
Because I mean, Imagineers started the whole shit.
Yeah.
You know, so the bar is very high. Mm-hmm. And this guy actually worked as an Imagineer for about 11 years under Disney.
See, that's like, I'm not surprised you hear that more often as other theme parks poaching off Disney Imagineers.
Yeah.
Because they cycle them out.
Yeah.
You know they never keep them on for like decades at a time. It's like, oh, you're here for 5 years. All right, get out. You're here for 6 years. Get out.
Yeah.
Like,
well, it's not like old school Disney was you had Imagineers who worked for 20, 30 years.
But you don't get that anymore.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
Like there is a couple, the old school ones like Tony Baxter and all those mm-hmm. who are from Disney who did work on the older older rides.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're the ones that created them. But now since Disney has, my opinion, more of a stalemated their ride systems.
It's mm-hmm. going to screens, man. Everything's going to
screens. It's all screens. Yeah. Like the latest ride was a Spider-Man ride, which everyone practically hated it. Mm. And then they announced the new Avengers ride. It's more likely to be screens again.
Yeah.
And now Universal pretty much shot back with their new animatronics.
Exactly. Yeah. Boy, they look clean. The motions look real, especially that Wolfman.
Yes.
Can you pull that up really quick?
Yeah, you want to say the Wolfman?
Yeah, just trying to see if you could pull. Yeah. Expand it. It looks a little blurred. Oh, there we go.
Yeah. It's doing that with specific shots. Like, so you got like Frankenstein moving around like that.
Which is supposed to be in the line itself. So he's going to walk back and forth.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what's great about it.
Great design.
But then the next one you're going to shoot over is going to be Wolfman again, like lunging forward. And
look at that shit.
Look at that motion. The mouth, the facial.
The facial, features. Everything. Yeah. Like, that's a big thing right there. Like
Creature from the Black Lagoon.
I'm so glad that Creature from the Black Lagoon is finally getting
love. It's finally getting the love it deserves. Yeah. Yes.
And Dracula. Dracula looks so freaking good.
It does.
And if you go back just a slight bit mm-hmm. to Dracula. It looks like that Dracula is designed to lunge forward because his arm's back there.
Yeah, look at the hydraulicness of it. And then if you go back to Wolfman, if you kind of look, you kind of see like the bottom half of him is missing. See, watch yeah, that yeah. a little bit, like right.
So it might
there.
Be, yeah.
See that?
So it might be hanging from top or something like that, but.
Yeah, because I think like on the cover of like when it was announced, mm-hmm. like they were just showing right now, it showed like a concept design. Like go to the very top. Right there.
Got it. So how it goes, so yeah.
maybe he's going
to He's going to lunge over you, try to, from above, try to grab a pole. Yeah. yeah.
And it says that even though we're going to have like 14, 15 animatronics, mm-hmm. there's a chance that we might see multiples of these creatures.
That would make more sense. Like if you're going to have a wolfman who's just lunging at you, you're going to only need to create a top half.
Yeah.
But what happens when you have like a full body motion, stuff like that? So that is smart of them having actual multiple different versions of these animatronics.
Yeah. So but the fact that this ride is going to be riddled with this many animatronics at rates where they're saying they're going to move faster, they're going to be smoother, like really shows that they're trying to make a truly terrifying ride.
Like I said, at what point do you think we're going to get to the point where we have off the rail animatronics where it actually progresses into robotics and AI?
God, it's going to be terrifying.
Like I said, man, when you have Wolfman off a rail charging at you.
They have, well, Disneyland already technically, quote unquote, has them. They're controlled, obviously, by control, but they have those little tiny robots that go in the Star Wars land.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They have those already. And before they had, what's his name? The robot from the Pixar film. I should really know his name. Wall-E.
Oh, Wall-E. Yeah. Got it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They used to have Wall-E, you know, rolling around.
Those are simple. Those are the more simple, simplistic. Yeah.
But that more leads
complex,
to the
yeah.
more complex. And like I said, they already worked on the Spider-Man that swings around.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe eventually we will get the, you know, off the rails, mm-hmm. or at least on rails, more AI driven, where it actually interacts with the guest. Like maybe they have like a large platform where they walk back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
All I want to know is like, if that does happen, are we going to get an incident of like how we have with off the rail Spider-Man who does the flip, but just lands on the, you know, you just have Wolfman just like run into the wall and just Grand Theft Auto walk.
And just still like walking up against the wall.
He's still glitching. Programmed to do like certain motions, so he's just like against the wall.
Yeah,
and then he's like, "Oh!"
Or worse, you get like the Wolfman running and lunge and just like breaks, so his neck just snaps.
Yeah, can you imagine that? Like, it's gonna be very messy in the beginning.
Yeah,
but they only announced this just for the Dark Universe. They also plan to incorporate their own Nintendo World over there.
Yeah, they have their
How to Train a Dragon, like other stuff, right? Harry Potter Wizarding World over there. They intend to expand this out more, but it does feel like the test is gonna be the Dark Universe.
Yes, because I mean, for the last, I'll say about 10, 15 years, there's been that war of who's better, Disney or Universal.
Mm-hmm.
And Disney has been lacking behind because the only IPs they have is Marvel and that's about it. Really, Marvel.
Yeah.
Marvel and maybe like those recent films like Frozen and those things. But even then, like the most, all they have is really experiences. Like right now, it's the Coco thing, which no rides, but it's an experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Versus Universal, who owns IPs.
They're making rides.
And like as much as Mike hates Fast and the Furious, are expanding and made a roller coaster out of it at here in Hollywood.
They are. Mm. They are.
And they are expanding, changing up tech as well. Yeah. They're doing, right now they're researching on like the latest ride tech.
I'm just saying, man, cast member Dominic Toretto, I better not hear any English from him. I just don't want to hear
family. And then at the very end of the ride, they're like, "Thanks for riding. You did great."
They got like,
it's like it's for Brian.
Brian, right?
For Brian. No, they're going
to get the family to let him use his likeness.
Yeah.
It's like, we're family now.
Oh, yeah. So you're going to be hearing that.
And then the song. Dun, 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 dun.
Dude, the next time we go, when we went last time, I convinced like, dude, next time we come back here with Mike, we're all gonna get the rosary and the fucking shirts.
Get the tank tops and rosaries. I want
the bald caps too as well, and we're all just like doing the pose and shit. Just I mean, shit, I got kind of photoshopped us into my groomsman picture.
Mm, oh yeah,
there you go, man.
Perfect, I mean, man.
Perfect.
But yeah, this is going to be crazy. How do you think this is going to expand out? Do you think it's going to be actually progressing in the right way where they can actually incorporate it into their other attractions?
No, definitely will, because right now, park attendance is a little lower than usual. Mm-hmm. Dude, this is going to be...
It's going to boost it.
Boost yeah. it.
I do have some, a little bit of reserves just because there's animatronics, I wouldn't say anything like that, mm-hmm. but I mean, I've got stuck on the Harry Potter.
I was about to say, twice. How do you feel about like actual animatronic Death Eaters?
They were fucking terrifying.
Yeah, so imagine more realistic and then you get stuck on that.
Downright terrifying.
And you can imagine like their actual programming doesn't stop, so you're just stuck facing it and it's just moving at you.
We were literally stuck.
Face to face, yeah.
Face to face with the Death Eaters, one ride, and then the second, tree. And then the second time, no, on the spiders.
Oh, okay. So we got stuck at the tree. Me and Ash?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right where, like, literally, like, my toe. I was touching the tree with my toe.
Nah.
That's how close we got.
Nah.
And we're stuck like that.
Dude, hell no.
This thing, I've never got stuck on a fucking ride.
You never?
And I'm the guy that goes to theme parks a lot.
Yeah. Dude. You go more than us.
We got stuck so bad to where, like, the ride stopped. Like, not just, like, stopped and music still playing. No,
everything shut down.
Everything was like, boom. And then you can hear the ride, like, reset to like previous position.
Yeah.
And then move forward, pause, go back, and then move forward. And then by that time, we were stuck for like 10 minutes. And then when it finally went, all the screens were off. You can hear the rebooting of the sounds of the music and audio coming back on. Screens are still off. So it's like, okay, they got to go through a checklist.
Yeah. See, that's what happened with us. Yeah.
And then when we finally got through, it was at the very end. And you just hear fucking Harry, well done.
Yeah.
You survived the forest.
The first time it shut down, they had to stop everything, reset, screen stopped, and we went to the end just to get to that point. See? Yeah.
So that's why I'm not saying that that would necessarily happen, but
from you know that it's going to happen. Though. Yeah. You know it's going to happen. It's going
to
happen.
Ride breaks happen. That's. Unfortunately, not to say common, but it does happen from time to time.
Yeah.
Just imagine you're that person who's just stuck in front of fucking Wolfman.
Just swiping at you.
Swiping at you. No, he's still in this motion, swiping at you.
Fuck.
You're like stuck for 10 minutes just doing that.
I mean, like,
don't worry, sir. Don't worry, sir. Just keep ducking. We're going to get you off this ride, but you got
to
keep ducking.
You got an employee just standing next to the ride eating an apple. Don't worry. We'll get you out soon.
It's okay. Don't worry. We're going to get you out. Well, can you at least like, fuck, the audio's still going. Yo, one, I don't know. It's totally irrelevant, but it still pisses me off. Is that like, you know, like the Jurassic Park or Jurassic World? The Indominus Rex or T-Rex.
At the end, yeah.
It's always like, oh, like right above you.
Yeah.
I'm trying to like enjoy the ride. I'm like, oh, wow, like. Whoa, like, oh my God. And then the fucking asshole right next to me go, is this your first time on the ride? I'm like, no, you fucking dick, but I'm enjoying it. Well, fuck this, dude. And then the drop happened and I'm like, I don't fucking care anymore. Like, whoever you are, I know who you are. You're a fucking dick.
See, I was mad the last two times I've been on that, the Rex came out after we already dropped. Like, it was so fucking delayed. We're going down. Where'd the drive? Oh, where'd the T-Rex go? Behind us. We're like, well, missed that.
Survived it.
Yep.
I mean, last time we nearly killed a kid, remember?
Oh, yeah.
We nearly killed a kid?
Yeah, we nearly killed a kid. It was, okay, since I was the biggest guy in the, you know, this goes down.
Yeah.
They decided to put the dad's like, well, you're just tall enough to get on the ride. And you happen to be the skinniest kid as well. Guess what? The lap bar doesn't go all the way down.
Oh, it doesn't. Shit.
Yeah.
Yes. So this kid, this dad was just hugging his kid.
For dear life.
Jesus.
And as we went down, I turned my head and I see this kid just lift up.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Almost like, lost you there, buddy. Almost lost you today. That was a close one. That kid was fucking terrified.
Try being on that experience at Six Flags at Goliath. I had to deal with that.
Fuck.
Yeah, that fucking ride.
Dude, Ash almost fell out of the electric eel ride at SeaWorld.
Damn.
When we went. And it wasn't until some, like, next year later, some woman fell out from it because the actual harness didn't come down all the way. It only goes down to, like, here. Mm-mm. And then you have a seatbelt, but it, like, it doesn't secure you all. So it's not like, click, 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 you know. nice and fit in. Like, no, it's out here. So any person, if they're skinny enough, like, she was almost, like, falling out. And we were upside down, dude. And I was like, damn. Holy shit. I was like, almost lost you today.
Does SeaWorld have that stupid fucking log ride that toppled over, like, 50 fucking times on the drop?
No, not SeaWorld.
No.
Okay.
No. That was, I know what you're talking about, but it wasn't SeaWorld.
No, that was SeaWorld, because I've been there before, where it literally, like, it's almost a straight fucking down. Jeez. That was SeaWorld.
No.
That was during the time where they had the Titanic ride, too. Because I've been on there.
No, they changed it all out.
Okay, it's been, yeah,
it's been,
yeah.
They, after Shamu, they've... yeah. They had to make changes.
They're like, damn.
Damn. Yeah, like, I haven't been there since I was a child.
Yeah, after Shamu, like, fuck, we gotta bring people back into this park.
Fuck. Yeah, but man, yeah, it is really interesting. I'm excited to see what's going to happen over the Epic Universe for Orlando.
Yeah.
And hopefully they start bringing some of that over here to L.A.
Hell yeah.
It's usually Orlando that kind of gets, like, first dib stuff.
Yeah, they usually do.
Well, it's a whole brand new park.
That's
so
why, yeah.
Unfortunately, they're going to get dibs on everything.
Mm-hmm. So, and then if anything works out, then
we get the leftovers.
You know, little smidgen. It's like a walkthrough.
Yeah. But yeah, it's crazy. I'm actually excited to see more of that. All right, well, we want to thank everyone for listening to this week's episode. I'm curious on your thought on tonight's topic. How do you feel about the Epic Universe, Dark Universe, Universal Monsters attractions coming over at Orlando? Do you think it's a good idea? Do you think it's bad? You can leave a comment below if you're watching this on a Red Band Podcast YouTube channel. For our listeners, discuss episode topics and various other film-related news. We put out episodes every Wednesday for our audio listeners and Fridays. And on Fridays, we put up the videos for those who'd like to watch them. For audio listeners, you can find the Red Band Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and Amazon Music. And of course, I'll say again, you can watch our videos on our video format at the Red Band Podcast channel on YouTube. And before I fully close out, Mike has those last end notes for you guys.
Yes, as Anthony has mentioned before here, or sorry, mentioned just a little bit, just a second ago. It's been a little while.
Yeah, we're both stumbling here.
Yeah. You can be able to watch us on YouTube, located at youtube.com/theredbandpodcast. Look for the screaming microphones so that you can be able to watch these episodes that are recorded. And usually, as he mentioned, the videos come out every Friday, audio come out every Wednesday. You can also listen to us on Spotify, Apple Music, Samsung Podcast, or sorry, Apple Podcast, Samsung Podcast, and iHeartRadio. We're also located on other channels as well, but those are the ones that usually find us the most, so if you have a certain one, just kind of look us up and you should be able to find us. And of course, we still have our Patreon account. Yay, our Patreon account. I really wish I had a soundboard.
I know. Something. We'll get one soon.
But our Patreon account, we have stuff on there, so like deleted scenes, expanded episodes, as well as
A lot of inappropriate jokes.
So if you want to hear those inappropriate jokes, head on over to Patreon and subscribe. We'd really appreciate it so that we can, you know, make some more of this stuff for you. And we got projects in the future that we're looking out for. And for those who hadn't seen it, and if you guys voted for it, thank you. For those who voted for our video,
for the Film Supply Edit Fest.
Yep, for this Film Supply Edit Fest. We didn't win. It's a bummer. Yeah. But we're taking it as a chance to learn. And, you know, everybody who voted for us, we really thank you guys. And
I mean, it was hard to win, dude. There was over 1,200 submissions, and 80% of it was film trailers, like
that's
us.
That's true.
That was
there was a lot of them.
Oh, yeah.
Last year, there wasn't that many.
Yeah,
so that's why we're like, we can do this. And, yeah, it was the exact opposite. But we would really like to still hear your guys' opinions on that video. So link's still in our bio and Instagram, TikTok. So head on over there and let us know what you think of the trailer, what you think we can improve on, what you liked about it, what you didn't like about it. So head on over there and check it out. And that's all I got. All
right, guys, you heard it from Mike. Please like and subscribe, and we'll see you next time.
Later, taters.